Hello.
Hello.
We are Rachel and Phil, otherwise known as Arcadian Lady and Filth D from Twitters and other internet sites. And we are now Incompletely Articulate. This is our new podcast and this is our very first one.
I had a dream. I was doing a podcast with Arcadian Lady and now it is actually a thing. It is a podcast in which each of us will perform for you a poem which we have written in the last week or so. Rachel, it's your turn to go first. What can you tell me about what you're about to do for us?
This is one of those poems that you end up writing when you're writing about how you can't think of anything to write. Okay, it doesn't really have a title, so maybe we'll come up with one afterwards. It's 4:30 in the morning and I can't write. The words in my head that used to spark and take flight have died, turned into dust, ideas into ash, dead rhymes becoming those irritating bubbles on your clothes. It's no worse, I suppose, than any other suggestion. I have whole journals of half-remembered dreams and lists of ideas and themes. I've got literally more hyperbole than anyone else and a knack for really hating myself. I could do a rewrite and it'd be fine, leaving a space after every fourth line. I could use a dictionary for rhyming to really help me nail the timing, but what would that be? I'm not convinced of any poetry. I have red hair, but Lady Lazarus I'm not. I'll eat a peach, but it doesn't make me proof rock. More like Lazy Lazarus, if you want to hear the truth rock. Now I'm inventing words so that the ends of lines can sound the same, and it's the truth rock that I'm getting kind of tired of this game. I'm worn, and nothing is working. I can feel myself getting too tightly wound, and I can hear this all beginning to sound self-pitying. So I'll call this a day, only pausing to say, thanks for listening.
Thank you. That's a nice thing. It doesn't feel very pagey, but obviously it's not a pagey medium in a podcast.
What do you mean pagey?
In that it seems like it sounds better coming out your mouth than it would be written down.
Oh, right, okay.
Trying to glance over at your notes and...
Okay.
It's.
I think that's maybe why I ended up doing it like this and not like a normal poem, because I've never really written anything to read out before, because it's always just been like, put it on a blog, rather than actually hear it come out of anyone's mouth, let alone mine. So maybe that's why it was slightly more chatty.
Yes, and it is, as you said, writing about writing, which is a tricky thing, can sometimes end up being a bit
self-indulgent.
Yeah, but it wasn't too much of that, I felt. It was.
I think I'm quite pleased that I'm sort of pulled myself up on it at the end, so it became kind of, there was kind of a self-awareness.
Yeah, and it wasn't all a writing about writing thing either. That was the starting off point to get into the headspace that you were in. Yeah. That's a solid first effort, if nothing else. I thought it was really good.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's your turn.
I was sat on a bench by the river on Tuesday lunchtime, and this is a thing that happened. It's called The First Sign of Spring. A wintry breeze ripped through my skin. I looked towards the sun to doubt fire, but clouds conspired to hem me in. But caused to pause, my pen poised to spout ire when confronted with new evidence, even a statistical outlier influences the interval of confidence. Even the ragiest writer reserves the right to waver into reticence. Please don't consider me some kind of perv. Please don't consider me some kind of prude. I'm shades of both, somewhere on the curve. For the first time this year, I viewed a skirt upon a passerby beneath which the legs were nude. Of course, this can't be verified. I'm hardly a habitual hosiery logger or counter of coverings on calves I spy. And of course, I don't include joggers who went bare-legged in the snow, save the insulation swept from sloggers. Still, I stay certain I would know had I sighted this first vernal sign. I'd never seen a swallow. How could I not envy her and all her meteorological nonchalance, her lack of climactic concern? All manner of meaning was ensconced in one wardrobe decision that morning, in one neglecting of nylons. How powerful a portent that it's warming. Could there be a clearer clarion call than thinking thighs need no adorning? Don't think I'd fallen in her thrall. I imagine you're imagining me drowning in pools of Odler's drawl. This wasn't a libidinous thing. My gaze took moments to avert, but there's no surer sign of spring than someone deciding to sport a skirt without the warmth of wearing tights, unafraid of feeling too overt, free from the fear her flesh is too white, secure in her sense that the future's bright.
Woo! That was really good.
Thank you. It's in half-assed terzerima, which is a...
That's a technical term. Half-assed.
Yeah.
Are you proud of it?
I think so. I'm certainly proud of it in the time we had.
Mm.
I actually worry that it's got the opposite problem. It's a little bit too pagey. It looks nicely written down. I didn't think it quite came across out. But
I think that maybe like the speed of delivery, like, I mean, if you read it any slower, it would be like, it wouldn't be like performance. But I mean, because you sort of have to get it across in a certain rhythm, I don't think it allows just how many words you've got to work to shine. Do you know what I mean? But were you to read it any slower, it would be a bit like it wouldn't work, I don't think. So.
Yes. Are we trying to tie us together in some way? Do you think there's some kind of overarching theme that carries these two poems together in some way? Anything that tells us something about the first couple of weeks of April of 2013?
Well, apart from the very tenuous link that they are both first poems and yours is about the beginning of spring. That's very tenuous.
Yes.
Yeah, I really don't think there is much to link them, actually.
That's fine. That's okay. Fine. Do we sign off now?
Yeah, okay. Oh, hang on. Plug.
Oh, plug.
Okay. We are at Incompletely Art because Twitter is mean with their character use.
But do follow us there. That will be a good thing.
Yes. We will... And we're also at Arcadian Lady and at FilthD.
I will beg you less for a follow on that account, but obviously I'm not going to say no. Thank
but
you.
Just so you know who we are. And we've got a Tumblr where we'll be like, linking to this from Podbean or SoundCloud, wherever we end up popping this up on the internet. But that is incompletelyarticulate.tumblr.com.
And thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. We just both waved bye out loud.